Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga Podcast. We are going to be talking about beauty sleep in today's show. And in true beauty sleep fashion, I am sitting in my bed with my EMF protective clothing on, with my blue blocking glasses on. The 8 sleep is keeping me nice and toasty, as well as the higher dose PEMF mat. I even have some red lights on in the room. So really setting the stage here, this is, I would consider, pretty advanced stuff. However, these are things that I do in my life to allow me to get the most optimized and powerful beauty sleep possible so that I slow my aging, I have the best hair, skin, nails of my life, and I wake up with clarity, with energy, ready to take on what I need to take on during the day. So these are kind of like passive things that you can do. It doesn't matter, you know, how much time you have, if you're putting the kids in bed, whatever. These are just simply things that you can set up in your room. Again, EMF clothing through Lambs or No Choice, the higher dose PEMF mat, the 8 sleep mattress cover, the blue blockers, and red light therapies. These are really advanced things that are all found on my favorites page at rachelvarga.ca/favorites, and you'll see some promo codes and affiliate links to get you started. And thanks so much for tuning in here and continue to support the show by purchasing those products from my favorites page. The other thing I will add, however, the higher dose PEMF mat company also makes a sauna. And before bed, I've tested this. I love having a sauna, a detox session, a sweat session, either in the higher dose, it's basically like a sauna mattress sleeping bag, or sunlight and sauna, or free thing, taking a bath with your Epsom salts and your pineapple and French vanilla body oil, which you can get on my e-store. So anything skincare related, some supplements you're going to find on my e-store that I'm going to talk about here. Some things I'm going to specify if they're from the favorites page as well. So those are the two places that you can shop easy, knowing that they're pre-vetted by me. All right, so now that we have the stage set in my bedroom here, I also got some weighted blankets. Let's not forget about that. Blue weighted blankets, spelled B-A-L-O-O. These things are beautiful. They're white, they're gorgeous. Weighted blankets are really nice to sleep with. So let's talk about getting smarter with our beauty sleep. We don't have to make this super complicated. However, there's a couple key things that have really made a massive difference for me and my sleep so that I can sleep and rejuvenate and regenerate and wake up ready to rock and roll. I really miss my guitars, actually. I miss being creative. I also love being creative before bed, whether that's reading or writing or listening to different meditation tracks or affirmation tracks. I definitely like to do that before bed. Having a solid evening routine is something anyone can do. No matter your family life, go tuck the kids in and then have this time to yourself, uninterrupted time to yourself. Now, what I love about something called the 8 sleep is that it actually does temperature regulation as well as your sleep score tracking all in one. Now, one of the reasons I can so confidently speak to these different things I'm talking about here in today's show is because I've tested it. I'm not just guessing that these things work, I know that they work. When we look at our sleep metrics, there are different ways for us to get these sleep metrics. Some people use the Oura Ring, which I used to do, which I don't anymore. I don't like Bluetooth on me. Other people use like a Fitbit or an Apple Watch. I really don't like those because they're constantly distracting you throughout the day and they're sitting right on your heart meridian on your wrist. And according to TCM, that is not a good thing to do. So I like the more passive sleep monitoring, which is what the 8 sleep does. And then I just make sure that I sleep in EMF protective clothing or EMF blankets. And you can get all those from Lambs or No Choice on my favorites page with some promo codes and affiliate links to save you some money. That was actually one of the biggest things that really increased my sleep scores and my HRV was sleeping in silver threaded clothing. I kid you not. I was blown away. The first night I slept with EMF clothing, I had my first 100% sleep score. It was wild. Okay, so now that we've talked a little bit about biohacking, get warm before bed. This is very clear to me that getting into bed after I've had a sauna, sweat out toxins from the day, hop in the bath, rinse those toxins off, do my skincare, which of course we're gonna talk about in today's show. When I get in bed and I'm already kind of like pre-warmed, I always sleep better. If I just wash my face over the sink, I don't sleep as good. And I would attribute that to something called nervous system regulation, getting your body into a more parasympathetic state. Don't scroll on social media. Don't have these things popping up that are just, you know, the woes of the world, right? What's most important is what's right in front of you. Present moment awareness. Slow things down. Do your affirmations. Do your gratitude. Do your journaling. Read a book. Do your Bible reading right before bed to calm things down. All right, so let's get into the skincare side of things because, of course, this is what you're all here to learn about from me. And I'm really excited to share with you that springskincamp.com is happening ahead of schedule, actually, based on popular demand. I have no longer decided to do Winter Skin Camp Round 2 this year. I'm just going straight into Spring Skin Camp. All of you have asked and said, I'd rather you just get straight into Spring Skin Camp, and I usually start these things on the equinoxes to honor the seasons. We're gonna start things off just a little bit sooner because the theme is for our skincare, how do we get glassy, dewy, hydrated, clear skin and slow the signs of aging and also reduce some of the signs of aging. So this is where diligence and practice comes in, my dear listeners. Having a consistent skincare routine is absolutely everything. So in this episode, I am going to be making some specific skincare product recommendations that you can find on my e-store at rachelvarga.ca. All the links are going to be in the description of this episode too. So if you're going to be taking some notes, which I recommend you do actually, you can then browse the e-store and find what is appealing to you. All right, first things first, cleansing in the evening. I recommend you do this in the bath or the shower. Give your skin a really good cleanse before bed. Get off anything that might be on the skin that accumulated through the air. Believe it or not, in my research, I'm writing a really cool paper right now. I'm actually submitting it tonight. It is on the oxidative stress status. Now, you can consider OSS as the toxic bucket that I've been referring to for years here on the show. When the toxic bucket gets full, guess what? It tips over. You can experience faster aging as well as skin disruptions, eczema, psoriasis, breakouts, red sensitive skin, dry skin, as well as things like brain fog and hormone imbalances and sleep disturbances. So at the end of the day, we want to become as pure as possible. That's why I love detoxing either in the sauna or getting a little bit sweaty in a hot bath. Hot bath is one of the best ways to start to detox. Now, there are really some behind the scenes things that I do and that I'm researching that I'm just not comfortable talking about publicly here. However, in a one-on-one call with me, in my skincare programs, I'm gonna give you the real raw deal. We are literally going to be hanging out and you're gonna be in my restroom with me, and it's just more off the cuff. You really do get a better sense of my humorous side and my witty and super nerdy research side. So there's that. You're gonna wanna join springskincamp.com for that version of me. All right, so getting back to skincare, always cleanse and rinse your body off before bed. Get off anything from the air. The air is a huge impact on our bodies. Actually, heavy metal content, believe it or not. There's a lot of toxins in the air. A lot of heavy metals actually in the air. That's why air purification is so key. I almost forgot to mention that in today's episode. I'm glad that this is the fourth time I'm recording this episode so that I can talk about the importance of air purification in the home. When you're sleeping in a room with clean air, you're simply going to sleep better, okay? You're also, when you're going to bed cleaner, you're going to be getting these things off the skin, dirt, debris, pollution, mold, heavy metals, like I just mentioned, so that your skin can actually better regenerate and rejuvenate because you've taken off these oxidative stressors off the skin from your entire body, okay? Cleanse the face in the evening. This is a non-negotiable. If I'm a naughty woman and I don't wash my face before bed, I never sleep as well, and then I get breakouts a couple days later. It is like freaking clockwork. So none of us are perfect. Some of us, yeah, 99.9% of the time, pretty perfect. And then other nights, I'm just like, I just want to go to bed. And then I immediately regret it because I don't sleep as well. And then I get like the odd breakout or two. So yes, now you know that I am not perfect either. However, sometimes we just have those days. Let's just appreciate that for a moment. Okay, cleansing the skin. Doing the double cleanse in the evening is crucial. The first cleanse is going to take off your makeup, dirt, debris, pollution in the air. The second cleanse is washing your face. In the evening, if you're washing your face and your skin is feeling a little rough, dry, dull, go for the micro polish scrub. Go for the microdermabrasion scrub. Go for the complexion renewal pads. Maybe even that night, use your revival mask or your AFA gel peel or your retinol, like the SRX retinols. Illumier also makes some great retinols on the eStore too. And you can even use that as clinical two-step active peel system that comes in little towelettes, which step one is the peel itself, face, neck, chest, arms, knees, elbows, hands. Step two is like the moisturizing step of that. So red, dull, dry, maybe some breakouts, maybe a little bit of irritation. Go for cleansing, then your moisturizer, or go for cleansing and a little bit of exfoliation, okay? And then moisture as well. Now, if your skin's feeling pretty good, these are excellent evenings for you to do your dermal rolling or an even deeper overnight peel. Only when your skin's feeling good. If it's a little on the dry, sensitive, rough, you're breaking outside, go for your exfoliation and hydration that evening, okay? So the standard operating process for applying your products: cleanse, eye cream, neck cream, antioxidant serum, if you're doing that in the evening, and your moisturizer on the face, neck, chest, hands, okay? That's it. That's all you really need to do in the evening to have great skin. Wash it, eye cream, face cream, boom. If you want to add the neck cream, if you want to add an antioxidant serum in the evening, go for it. That's the bare essentials. It doesn't have to be complicated. However, if you're willing to do the work to get better results at home and no longer have to rely on in-clinic peels, doing the step at home is excellent. And over the last few years, a lot of companies rose to fit the need when clinics were closed down to make a number of these excellent peel options available at home for the consumer. So that's what the AFA gel peel does. It's excellent. There's three different strengths to that. There's kind of like the mild, moderate, strong version. Start with the mild. Once you've done that bottle, go to the stronger one. Once you're done that bottle, go to the stronger one. The AFA gel peel, I've actually done two peels on myself this week. Actually two back-to-back last night and the night before. And just because my skin, you know, I was noticing more pores. It's just a little bit drier than usual, not as glassy as I'd like it to look. So that's when I leaned into my overnight peels. Love it. Wash your face, put the AFA gel peel on, avoid the eyes, put it on, put the gel peel on the face, neck, chest, arms, hands, elbows, knees, and then put your moisturizer on over top. Now, if you're using a retinol in the evening, you have to just be aware of one thing, a couple things in particular with retinol. Don't do your retinol in the evening if you know you're going to be getting a lot of sun exposure. Same thing actually goes with dermal rolling, because you use retinol with dermal rolling. If your skin's feeling pretty good, use your retinol and do your dermal rolling that night. If it's a little bit on the sensitive side, keep it basic. Cleanse, moisturize. Okay, go to bed. Then what you can do is when you're doing your dermal rolling and your retinol, wash your face. Every time you wash your face, actually. I don't want you to completely dry your face either. Take the towel, go around your hairline, lash line, jawline, and then put your products on while the skin is still humid. This is one of my favorite ways to allow products to last longer and use less of your products and have it actually absorb nicer and spread better is after you've been a little bit sweaty in the bath, right? The skin is still more damp and humid. Don't take off all of that water. Leave a little bit on the skin. I actually really like to do that. And I just find the products spread a little bit nicer too. And maybe even better absorption. So at-home peels can be done overnight once or twice a week. The AFA gel peel and the active peel system are two kind of gentle at-home peels done a couple times a week. Dermal rolling is done about 2 to 5 times a week, okay? So wash your face, do your dermal rolling, then you're applying three products in sequence: Copper Peptide, Soluble C, and the Intense Corrective Vitamin Serum. Copper Peptide helps to lighten and brighten pigmentation. There's also lactic acid in that product for gentle exfoliation, hydration, and of course hyaluronic acid for hydration. Soluble C, vitamin C, it's an antioxidant, great for skin health. And the Intense Corrective Vitamin Serum's got your vitamin B complex, some glutathione even in it, as well as a very gentle form of retinol. So those three products on my e-store, the copper peptides in two sizes, 15 mils and 50 mils, the soluble C and the Intense Corrective Vitamin Serum are the three gold standard dermal rolling products to apply after rolling and in that order. Now, you can also apply an eye cream that I have on the e-store, like the Youth Eye Complex, Illumini, the iZone, and even the retinol eye gel. This is the only retinol to use around your eyes on my entire e-store, okay? Otherwise, retinol off the eyes because it can lead to redness, inflammation, itchiness, puffiness around the eyes. So give a good inch from your lash line for where you're applying your retinol. After dermal rolling, you've applied those three products. Sure, apply one of the eye creams and even a rich recovery moisturizer such as the Shield, the Supreme Lotion, the 555, the K-Derma, and the Recovery Balm. Those are all perfectly fine to use after dermal rolling and after laser because they are designed to soothe and be applied to compromised skin. They're also great for mature skin needs that need a little extra hydration. Say you're bumping up your retinol use a little bit more. There's the SRX retinols. There's three strengths. Again, start from least strength and then slightly graduate up to stronger strengths after you're done each bottle. There's the Illumier retinols. Those are also excellent. So just noticing what your skin is up to can direct you on what to do that night. See what I'm saying here? So if the skin is red, dry, irritated, don't do your peel. Don't do your dermal rolling. Don't do your retinol. Fall onto your basic skincare routine. Cleanse, moisturize, sunscreen, scrub. Okay? That's the basics, the four basics. Cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub. If you're going to do anything for the skin, do those four simple things. We're getting a little bit more advanced here in this Beauty Sleep special edition episode on the Rachel Varga podcast here, which I'm sure you're loving so far. Lighter moisturizers for more oily or acne-prone skin or younger skin could also include that Supreme Lotion, the Emolia, which does have a bit of glycolic acid in it, which is great for oil control. The Hydra Light is also a lighter moisturizer option. And then the Reparative Moisture Emulsion. Those are a couple examples of lighter moisturizers that could also be great for daytime use if you don't want to look too oily during the day, or if you're a little bit younger and are maybe a bit more acne prone. Tons of options. I literally have about 4 or 5 different options for everything. Cleansers, moisturizers, sunscreens, scrubs, tons of makeup. There's tons of super clean body washes, toothpaste, deodorants, and even super clean hair care. So let's talk about hair care for a second. Look at your hair care routine as you do your skincare routine. If you want great hair, it's not going to happen by accident. I did a consultation for a lovely lady the other day, and she has very fine but still dense and thick curly hair. And she told me she only brushes her hair once a week and she gets matting. And I said, oh heavens, no. You should really be gently brushing your hair morning and evening. Look at your hair care like you do your skin care. And I'm going to tell you why. When you brush your hair in the evening, you're stimulating your scalp. When you apply different hair oils onto sort of mid-length down, and maybe a little bit on the scalp too, like the Hallelujah Hair Oil. There's a beautiful Argan Oil on my e-store as well. These are wonderful, 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 wonderful things to do to be hydrating your skin, your hair in the evening. And then gently comb that product through the hair. I've even been experimenting with putting a little bit of my moisturizer, the Supreme Lotion, on my hair at night. I mean, this thing's got like wonderful, super clean ingredients. Why couldn't it be good on the hair too? And funnily enough, it's actually working. The last time I had my highlights done, the hairstylist, she used different products because I've moved and had to find a new stylist. And so my hair is a little bit more drier than usual. And so it's just craving more moisture. So keep your hair hydrated like you do your skin. Do the gentle exfoliation and stimulation of the scalp with gentle brushing over the scalp. And then what I do, which is really fun to watch, I look absolutely silly, which is my overnight heatless hairstyling tutorial. Now, this overnight heatless hairstyling tutorial is what has changed my hair. Now, if you have mid-length hair, if you have longer hair, this is going to be the tutorial for you because I'm going to show you how I wake up with Victoria's Secret Ready Curls every single morning. Every single morning. And it's funny, when I think back to my grandmother, she always did overnight heatless hairstyling. She had these clips, she would use these little tissues, and she would form curls in her hair. So if you have shorter hair, this is also excellent to get a little bit of a wave without having to use heat styling. I haven't used a curling iron on my hair in at least a year and a half, I kid you not. Sure, in the morning, I'll take my round brush and hairdryer and do a little bit of smoothing out around my edges, the top of the head, just to get things looking super slick and smooth and camera ready, because I'm pretty much recording on most days. So this is a great way to wake up with professionally looking styled hair without even really having to think about it. It's brilliant. It's one of my favorite things to do to speed up my morning routine. And I'll do another episode for sure. Maybe I should do it tomorrow on my AM skincare and hair care routines. I will say though, to conclude this episode, there are a ton of supplements I take in the evening. The reason I take the supplements in the evening is to avoid stomach upset. If I've taken supplements too early in the morning or even in the early afternoon, if I haven't had enough fats that day, then sometimes I can feel a little nauseous from taking certain supplements. So what do I take in the evening? It's about 20 pills. I kid you not. And the reason I do these things routinely is because they really make a big impact on my skin, to the effect where I have better sleep, and I could go out in the sun and not burn as easily because I have all of these wonderful antioxidants, omegas, adaptogens, and all sorts of good things in my system so that it's more resistant to stress. At the end of the day, aging, the game at play is oxidative stress status. If you continue to fuel yourself with adaptogens like the Organifi Superfood Juice Blends, which I'm obsessed with, I'll have the Harmony, which is like a cacao in the evening or in my morning danger coffee, or I'll take the Gold in the evening. They're incredible for soothing the nervous system, have them warm, and there's also other nutrients and cofactors to support your various body's cellular metabolic functions, and they just simply put help me sleep better. So in an easy stack that I'm going to share with you here, I'm going to share the more advanced things I truly do behind the scenes in Skin Camp because, you know, we only have so much time in this episode. Definitely the dermal anti-aging formula. You're going to see that product, that supplement front and center on my e-store. Take that stuff for like the rest of your life. Within 4 weeks, you're going to see less redness, less pigmentation, less darkness around the eyes, less puffiness around the eyes, and fine lines and wrinkles will look less deep. How do I know this? I studied it. I actually was hired to do a study for them and I was blown away with the results. So 4 weeks, you're going to start to see those changes. So the dermal formula before bed for your antioxidants and omegas. I also recommend the women's or the pregnancy or the men's wellness essentials kit on my e-store as well. That has, you're already kind of pre-dosed in one easy to take sachet, with everything you need of your omegas, multivitamins, bone support, greens, and hormone balancing support. You don't even have to buy those five products from different bottles. It's just in one. And you know that these are third-party independent lab-tested products that I sell on my e-store. Anywhere from 18 years of formulation to 37 years of formulation. I don't just hop on these trendy bandwagons. I want to know what I'm taking and what I'm recommending is clean and it's going to do the job. Okay? You won't hear me use the word safe and effective. Well, you probably know why. I don't actually really believe in those terms. You've heard me talk about that in a previous episode. You had to be really careful when you hear that stuff. Third-party independent lab tested, research-backed results, that's what you want more of. So the anti-aging dermal formula is my top skin supplement. Definitely get that right now. If you haven't, take it in the evening. I also will take the magnesium breakthrough from Bioptimizers that you can find on my favorites page. The Organifi, like I said before, on my favorites page. The SPM Active, this is a high dose omega. I am obsessed with this product for pain relief as well as cognitive function. They even did a post-COVID concussion study from brain inflammation for whatever reason. People are getting more inflamed brains. I can't imagine why. Maybe EMFs is the cause of that because it messes with your blood flow. High dose omegas have made a huge difference in reducing acne, reducing pain, and improving my sleep. So I love the SPM Active. It's definitely more expensive. It's a really high quality omega supplement that I'd stand by. There's also something really cool that I sell at my e-store, which is called Benasom. This is a combination product of melatonin and magnesium. I do really well when I take my supplements in the evening and with that particular stack. Like I said, there's other peptides and other things that I do behind the scenes too, which yes, I'll get into more explicit, raw and edited, off the cuff, super funny detail as well, because there's some funny things that go along with this stuff too, which you're gonna love, obviously, in my Skin Camp programs. So I warmly invite you to learn more with me at rachelvarga.ca. Join Spring Skin Camp now. Doors are gonna be closing soon. I don't know if I'm gonna do two rounds of this as well, so get in now so you don't miss out. And of course, how can I forget to talk about overnight body peels? This is like the holy grail of transforming your skin with like little effort on your legs and your arms, your abdomen, from dry lizard skin to a glassy, dewy goddess skin. And if we're thinking about the upcoming changes of seasons, this is something that we really want so that we can wear skirts and shorts and short sleeves much more confidently and not have to worry about crepiness and dryness and roughness in the same way that you maybe did last season because you didn't know about these wonderful super clean lactic acid body peel products. So the Dermalac on my e-store is an incredible overnight body peel that I recommend you all use and try as well. It's been one of my favorite body peels also. So let me know if you enjoyed today's episode. I warmly invite your feedback, as well as email me podcast topic requests or any questions at info@rachelvarga.ca. Book your one-on-one session with me for highly customized skincare guidance, because I made a bunch of different skincare product recommendations. In a one-on-one, I give you more specific guidance to suit your specific skin goals, needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and more. That's in a one-on-one. Use promo code PODCAST15 as a special thanks for listening to me here on the show ramble about these many wonderful beautiful things. Use promo code PODCAST15 to save 15% on your one-on-one. And again, don't miss out on registering right now over at springskincamp.com. We're beginning very soon. Doors are going to close. I'm only doing one round, so don't miss out. There's early bird savings happening now, and there's VIP savings, which gets you 15% off of everything that I sell on my e-store for the entire spring season. So that's a great way to save. Really, really, really wonderful way to save. And if you haven't yet worked with me and are wanting to get all of that, head on over to theschoolofradiance.com, where we talk about presence, we talk about the energetics of beauty, we talk about the mindset of beauty, and really how to enter a room. This is what I love to teach people, how to enter a room and have everybody notice you for all the right reasons. We're going to talk about posture, we're going to talk about styling, grooming, all sorts of things. So that's at theschoolofradiance.com. That is really, that program is the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. If you're like, how? There's so many options. How do I work with you, Rachel? Keep tuning into the free stuff here on the show. I give constant updates. This is free stuff. Be sure to join my newsletter at rachelvarga.ca so you don't miss out on any sales or any key updates. And you can also download my free 9 keys to slow aging at rachelvarga.ca/slow aging. All the links are in the description. Get the free stuff, book a one-on-one, take my skin camps, and then take the School of Radiance. There's also a package with the School of Radiance that includes a one-on-one, that includes skin camp access, and also 30-minute follow-ups, as well as 15% off too. So check those out. If you're a new client, existing client, there's 4 different options that you can register for at different price points that can suit just about anybody over at theschoolofradiance.com. Love you all so much. Have a beautiful, glorious day. Stay high vibes, stay radiant, and get that beauty sleep.